Welcome to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. I am your host, Mia Moran. Moms have the power to change the future, one meal at a time. The Plan Simple Meals podcast is for busy moms who want to create a healthier, happier home. Listen in for informative conversations and valuable strategies to make meals healthy, meaningful, and fun. Let's do this. Hey, busy mamas, it's Mia here, and welcome to this episode of the Plan Simple Meals podcast. I am really excited to have a guest who you guys are just going to love today, who I think is usually interviewed about other stuff, but we're going to get into some fun stuff about her family. So I have on with us Jen Hansard, who's the co-founder of SimpleGreenSmoothies.com. I bet you've heard of that. It's the number one online resource for the green smoothie lifestyle. And Jen and her friend Jada host the wildly popular and free 30-day Green Smoothie Challenge, where more than 1 million people have embraced the simple and healthy habit. And you guys all know how much I love green smoothies because I can pretty much never shut up about them. So I am so excited to have Jen here. So welcome, Jen.
Thanks, Mia. Rock on, girl.
I know. If people are like, really? Like, do you have to talk about this one more time?
It's true, though. It's contagious. Like, once you have it, you have to share it.
I was having actually like a business moment the other day when I picked up my kids from school, and my son looked at it and he's like, Mama, do you know like what an impact you already made? Like, you don't have to worry about what you say. He's like, do you know how many people drink green smoothies now at school? He's like, no one used to do that. I was just thinking, like, you know, every morning I show up with my green smoothie at school. I was like, yeah, glad you noticed. Thanks. Love 12-year-olds. So I wanted to just dive in a little bit to your story. So before you started this wildly successful business sharing green smoothies with the world, how did you get into this? Like, take us back to where all this started and share a little bit. I know that it had a lot to do with your kids, which I know is super interesting to our audience. So take us back a little bit and of how, when you had your first green smoothie and why you decided to even try.
Sure. It was the summer of 2011. And my family, we had just moved across country from Los Angeles, where we grew up, and our kids were 1.5 and 3 years old at the time. And we moved from Los Angeles to Tampa, Florida in June. Wow. And that is like the worst decision ever because it is so hot and so humid and so buggy that it's like disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. And like I'm not even kidding. Like, instantly my energy just dropped so much. Mm. So it's at this time in our lives where we're supposed to be really excited about this new move and this new like direction for our family. My husband went from working in the Hollywood studios doing projection work to being a pastor at a new church. We're starting a church. So it was a completely different transition for our lives. And we were like excited about it. But at the exact same time, I was so tired and just feeling so down on myself because I didn't have the energy to like be excited about it anymore.
Yep.
You can relate?
I can totally relate.
And so I just was like, there's something is wrong here. Like, and I was looking at my life and in California, like I kept comparing. I was like, even like a month ago when I was in California, I would go running. I would go outside. Like, I just loved being outside and active. And as soon as I got to Florida with the humidity and also just the foods I was eating, I just had no energy or desire to move my body and just realize like, who was I anymore? And I felt frustrated with the fact that like, I couldn't get myself to exercise and lead by example for my kids. And so a lot of times we were like, my husband and I, we just weren't cooking meals. And so we were ordering $5 pizza for dinner or driving through Sonic Burger for a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yep.
And that was like, that was our meals that we were eating as a family. And I was telling my friend Jada about it. And I was like, I'm just so tired all the time. It doesn't matter how much coffee I'm drinking. Because I would go through Starbucks like at least twice a day.
Yep.
And it didn't matter. Like, I was still tired. It was like, that was the theme song going through my head every day when I went to bed. As soon as I woke up, I was still tired. And Jada was my friend who I was telling this to. And she instantly was like, hey, have you tried a green smoothie? She's like, I just started drinking them and I have more energy. I'm feeling better. And I think it could really help you.
Yep.
And my ears perked up because this was something that I had not heard of before as a solution. Like most people were like, oh, you just need to sleep more or you need to drink more coffee. Like things that like we think is the solution. But so green smoothies was something that I never heard about and I wanted to try it. And so our entire family went to the grocery store together and bought the spinach and the berries and the bananas. And I remember thinking how the last time I bought spinach was probably 6 months before that when I was in Los Angeles and everyone there was like health conscious and we were moms like trying to make better choices. And so I would go into Whole Foods and like walk through the aisles and buy a coffee and a muffin and like leave with a bag of like organic Cheez-Its. And think like I was making a healthy choice.
Yeah.
And sometimes I would buy that bag of spinach at Whole Foods, like with the hope that like, you know what, I could actually make a salad or something really healthy for me and my kids. So I'd bring it home, put it in the fridge, and I didn't know what to do with it. And so that spinach sat in the bag and rotted away and I would just toss it out. And I literally did this, Mia, probably like 6 times.
Yeah.
I thought I could do it, but I didn't know how. So I would lose that spinach. So this time in Florida, as we're buying the ingredients and getting the spinach, as soon as we got home, we opened that bag, put the 2 cups of spinach in the blender, add the fruit, blend it up. And we were all so excited at like the possibility of what this could do, not just for me, but also for my kids who I just wanted them to even feel better and just be eating better foods. And so we poured our cups and I put theirs in a colored sippy cup so that they couldn't see what was actually in it.
It was green.
Yeah. You got to disguise things at first.
Yeah.
And they were 1.5 and 3 and we all drank it together and were so shocked at how good it tasted because it really was delicious. Like I would never have known there was 2 cups of spinach in that drink that day. Totally. If I didn't put it in there myself.
I love that. I love that. So, and then, well, and just one little thing that I can't help but share right now is that for anyone who's listening and has ever gotten that big box of spinach, definitely try it in a green smoothie. But even if it sits a little bit, if you put a paper towel on top of it in the box, it lasts for like 4 times as long. Mm. Just a little tip.
It's a good one.
For those listening. But tell me a little bit, because a lot of times when we're thinking about healthy eating, you know, there's so many, it feels like a big deal, right? Like it is a big deal. I always say it's like, it's simple, but not easy.
Yeah.
And so there's so many like things that can come up and a big one is cost. So you're comfortable sharing that part of your story of like your life right then, right? Because I feel like a big part of your story right then was that like you were really trying to make ends meet with money, right? So it wasn't like you just were going out and throwing money at food all the time.
No. Yeah. At that same time, when we moved to Florida, we also, with that job change from working in Hollywood to being a pastoral family, our income went pretty much down to nothing. Like the only money we had coming in was money that we would ask our parents for. Mm-hmm. And there was times where we were living on, I think it was about $1,200 a month to pay for everything. And it got so bad that we ended up qualifying for WIC, which is a government subsidy to help pay for groceries for our kids. Mm-hmm. And so we definitely did not have money just laying around to be going to Whole Foods anymore. Like exactly. I was shopping the cheapest way I could, but still trying to get things that were better for our bodies. And so we also didn't have health insurance at this point. And I was so scared that my kids were going to get sick and end up in the ER. And then that hospital bill would come in without insurance and it would just crush us to the point where like, I don't know if we could make it out from that or it would just be really stressful.
Right.
And I did not want that at all. And so our plan as a family was to just make better choices with our food and what we were doing to help prevent something like that from happening. And so, go ahead.
Go ahead. Keep going.
And so for us, like that, the easiest thing I could see was drinking that green smoothie every day. And because it tasted so good and it had all of these fresh ingredients where there's tons of vitamins and minerals going straight into our bodies first thing in the morning, I could instantly see the results. Like for me personally, just my energy levels went up so much to where I remember I'd wake up and the first thing on my brain instead of coffee, which it normally was my green smoothie. I would be like, get me in the kitchen. I need to make a green smoothie.
So you felt it right away.
Oh, yeah. I felt it so quickly. And it's funny though, too, because it's not just like I felt it in my body, but also in my head. Like it just, I was happier because I felt like I had unlocked the secret to the simplest way to be healthy. And it didn't matter if I made bad choices later on in the day, I could at least always look back through that day and be like, you know what? I just drank like a cup of spinach and fresh fruit. And that's in my body right now. And even though maybe I have a grilled cheese sandwich on top of that, like it's okay. It's a much better choice than I made last week before I was drinking green smoothies.
Right. Yeah, no. And it's so easy. I was, when I give my talk, I show people what a serving of 10 fruits and vegetables looks like, because that's how much we're supposed to have in a day. And, but like us, like individually. So if, you know, I have a family, I have 3 kids and a husband. So like 5, like I would have to times that by 5. And when you put that on a table, it's like really kind of daunting. It's overwhelming. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Especially actually with greens, because I think like one serving of cooked greens is a cup. But like to get a cup of cooked greens, it's like half that huge thing. It's like really big. And so it's just like an overwhelming thought, I think, intellectually when you look at it. But green smoothies put so much into that. And it goes like, you know what I mean? Like you get 3 or 4 right then, right, first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so easy to clean up. Like that was one of like my favorite things about making my green smoothies was breakfast was over so much quicker than it was when we were doing like toast or bagels with cream cheese and all of the utensils you're having to wash. Like seriously, it's just a blender container and a cup and we're done.
And were your kids were good, right? With just that, that's all they had.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what, yeah. And if they got hungry later on, they would grab some more fruit on the counter or... like right now, what I do is I start with my green smoothie after my coffee, because I still love coffee though. And then I have oatmeal later on, like as my like midday filler.
Yep. But, yep. That's funny. Whenever I have oatmeal, I always get hungry really quickly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So which is why I like that order of the green smoothie than the oatmeal.
Yeah. And I add 2 tablespoons of almond butter to my oatmeal.
Yum.
Oh, that's like, I think that's what really helps me the most is by combining those two to get the extra protein in it and healthy fats. And I feel good for a long time.
Yeah. You're almost to that hot time. You can make a smoothie out of it. With ice and oatmeal.
Yes.
So have you always known, like, was the green smoothie, was that instance the first time that you connected food to health? Like, I feel like you, when you explain how you knew that your kids needed to eat well to sort of save them from this idea of getting sick, like, has that been something that's been part of you for longer, or did that really just come from that green smoothie lesson?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And it did come before that, because I feel like when I became like part of Simple Green Smoothies and created that, there were so many different storylines going on in my life that brought me to that place. Mm-hmm. And the one that I shared already is just one of them. But another thing years before that, when my son was, he was like 1.5 and my daughter was like 9 months old and she had horrible colic and I was just a really stressed out, exhausted mom. Mm. And my son was 1.5 and he was constantly sick. And we would, it was that age where they're like, oh, it's just part of building up his immune system. He has a cold, but every cold would turn into an ear infection. And I'd have to take him to the doctor and they'd put him on antibiotics every single time.
Yep.
And it got to a point where it was like, he was on it like every 2 to 3 weeks on another round of antibiotics. And no one, they just kept saying it was a cold. And I just hit this point where I was like, you know what? It is not a cold and there's something else going on. And so we went to an allergy specialist where they were pricking his back to see if he was allergic to something. And that result showed nothing. Like that test said that he had no allergies. And so we felt like we hit a dead end. And then I had a friend who said, you know what? I have this chiropractor that also does muscle testing. And I really think you should see him. And I was so desperate because I was so tired. My daughter cried all the time. My son was sick all the time. No one was sleeping. And we went and like he had boogers, ear infections, like constantly. Like it was
exhausting.
Insane. It was. And I just felt I was hurting as a mom because this is not how it's supposed to be. Like, our kids are supposed to be healthy and happy. And we were just sick all the time and tired. And so I went to this chiropractor in this little tiny office, and I felt so out of my environment. I had never been to a chiropractor. And then he sat my son Jackson on my lap and got these vials out of this little tiny box. And he said he's going to do muscle testing and asked if I would like hold my hand straight out. And the doctor was going to push on it and use the vials against my chest to see if there's any like energy forces. And honestly, I still don't understand how muscle testing works. But I left that day, and the chiropractor was very clear. He's like, your son is sensitive to corn and you need to take it completely out of his diet. Mm-hmm. And he told me, he's like, the problem is corn is not just corn. Corn's in everything.
Yeah.
And so he kind of opened this little door for me and said, you need to look into it. I'll let you know that corn syrup, maltodextrin, all of that is corn, and those need to be removed from his diet if you want him to get better. And so we actually went on an elimination diet that he recommended. Mm-hmm. And cut out dairy. We could still do meat, but it was so limited.
And gluten probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All of that. And which was so different for us at that time, because I was feeding him Goldfish crackers for a snack every day.
Right.
And that had to go. And I was like, what do I feed my 1.5-year-old now? And so we're like making applesauce and like little things like that. But within a week, he was completely better. He had no boogers. He was so much more active. And it just, like, my brain perked up. I was like, there is something out there that I had no clue about, and it is dramatically changing my life. And yeah. So we started watching documentaries, like King Corn was one of them that really educated us on like the corn in in America and how it's grown and all that goes on with it. And so I knew that the power of food at that point.
Yeah.
But then this thing happens where we know what we're supposed to do, but we still don't do it. And yeah. Or like things like he gets better. So my son was feeling a lot better. And we're like, okay, well, now we can go have a grilled cheese sandwich or eat a slice of pizza. And he does okay. And so then we add more and more into it just because like I'm getting lazy and want a quick way out sometimes. And so
I also feel like so it's funny where our stories are more parallel than we knew, but so I, out of my three, I have one daughter who we did the same, literally had the same story, antibiotics, ear infections. She had eczema all over her body. Oh. And I landed at a chiropractor.
Wow.
Yeah, same thing. And so for us, it was dairy and gluten that were the two things. And it's funny because like, so I've never added them back in for her. You know, every once in a while there's like a mistake with soy or something if we're out. But there's this thing also, this like emotional thing as a parent, you know, that you feel like bad. So, you know, she's 10 now and she's a girl. So like, you know, we all have drama, girl drama at age 10. So, you know, it's like you pick her up from school and something bad has happened with a friend. And like, even in my head, like I know so well at this point about like the power of food. And like the first thought into my head sometimes can be like, oh, let's go find a cupcake, sweetie. You know, like a gluten-free one at that. But they're still filled with sugar and corn and everything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I think there's just so much like, there's so much emotion stacked in food that we just carry these stories with us, you know, our whole life. And, you know, it's like this soothing thing. And like the idea of giving goldfish, like it can almost seem like out of a magazine, you know, like in the perfect container, here's a goldfish, even though we know it doesn't serve them.
I know. And everyone's smiling in those pictures. So we must think we're all going to be happy eating goldfish instead of snot running down his face and ear infections.
Exactly. Exactly. Now there's a great quote by Dr. Furman. And he basically goes, you know, there's nothing we want better than for our kids to be healthy. But then they get sick and we want the best for them. And we like protect them from like the playground and the whatever, but we don't necessarily think of food as that thing that can protect them from life. And it's so true that when you hit that, when you have those moments where you see the power of food, it's like really, it's really powerful.
Yeah, it is.
So what does life look like now? So how old are the kids now?
I know, Jackson, he's 8. I can't believe it.
Wow.
He's 8 years old now. And he is so educated on food. And yeah. he knows, like, I love it. Like, when I was 8 years old, I didn't know anything about
right.
food. Like, right. nothing. Like,
right.
put food in front of me, I'll eat anything. Whereas he, like, really understands what he eats and how it makes him feel.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
So we've gotten to a place where we've empowered him to make decisions for himself. Mm-hmm. And so, well, there's always food that he can't have at school. Like, people do cupcakes at parties and the frosting has high fructose corn syrup in it.
Yeah.
And food dye, which we don't do food dye either because we found sensitivities with that.
Yep.
But we allow him to make that choice and he'll usually, like, either opt out on his own or just have a little bit of it and realize, you know what, that wasn't actually that good. So I'm not even going to, like, continue eating that and pay for it later.
Yep.
So.
And that's so cool. And I love that. And he's 8, right? Like, and
yeah.
I totally experienced that with Orly as well. Like, they're so smart. And who doesn't want to feel good, right? It's just
yeah.
that we don't always know why.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I came into all this not feeling well after having had the 3 kids. The same thing, like energy, coffee, except I also had gained 85 pounds in my pregnancies.
Oh my
so that
God.
Was like my like way. I was like, I've got to get rid of this. But I had all those symptoms that both of our kids had as a child. Like I had just lived with them. Like I didn't know. Like I didn't know that your nose wasn't always supposed to be stuffy. And
yeah.
so at some point, then you just start taking, like, you know, I always took Sudafed and
yeah.
I always took Benadryl when I just couldn't take it anymore at night. You know, it's like all these
yeah.
things that end up at like stacking up and you just become part of your life. Like, who knew?
Yeah.
And I didn't figure it out, you know, until I was my mid-30s. So it's so awesome that at 8 and 10, you know, they can go fend for themselves.
Yeah. And along with medicine, my husband and I were both like, as soon as we learned about his sensitivities is when we stopped antibiotics and mm-hmm. they have not been on antibiotics or any kind of medicine since 2000. What year would that be? He was 2009 or
That's
2010,
awesome.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're doing great. And it's incredible. Like when they get a fever a lot, like my mom, like she grew up that same way. It's like, you get a fever, you take medicine for it.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, like you just do a cold cloth on their forehead and like have them like let their body heal itself unless it gets to a higher temperature. But for the most part, our bodies are made to fight for us and defend
yeah.
us.
Yeah. And how does all that work? Like so you guys are living this, you're living a pretty super healthy life and you're having to live it kind of publicly because you've
yeah.
created this like industry around it. So,
uh-huh.
so how does that work with people you've known forever who've known like the unhealthy version of you or who might have taught you those habits at some point in life? Like,
yeah.
how are you sharing green smoothies with them? Are they liking them? Like, how does that work in your life? Like where you've created this, you know, your own healthy household, but
yeah.
you're part of this other community.
Well, and early on, you and I were saying like how having that first green smoothie and then you have to share it with other people.
Right, of course.
It really is a contagious movement that green smoothies create. And so my parents drink green smoothies. My dad had leukemia and lymphoma and going through treatments for those, he was drinking green smoothies just to get those vitamins in his body and keep his immune system strong, as
yep.
strong as it could be.
Yep.
And they both go to chiropractors now and they use the one that
awesome.
We started with.
That's so and cool. So,
yeah. And we do through Simple Green Smoothies, we've created a 21-day cleanse
yep.
where it takes out gluten. It's vegan free. I can't think there's another thing. My brain's not working yet, but yeah, definitely. Soy free too. Yep. Good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I've gotten my mom to go through the whole program twice with me.
Oh, cool.
And just the results, like she just feels so much better on it. And she really does understand now like how much food can affect us in ways
yeah.
that we never saw before.
Yeah. Well, and I love that we all come into it at different stages and it still has its like benefits. You know, it's going to be so cool to see what our kids do who started young. But like,
oh, yeah.
You know, I feel like my life turned around 360 degrees, you know, and I didn't figure it out till, you know, midway in my life.
Yeah. Probably. And I always felt like I was playing defense. It's like something would happen and then I would be reacting to that as far as like them getting sick or
yeah.
like trying to figure out how to have more energy. But now it's like I'm on the offense and it's
yeah.
such a better feeling to like be in that place and know what to do and be like ahead of things from happening to prevent them.
Yeah. And when things do happen, which of course they do, because like, mm-hmm. you know, like the throw up bug and whatnot, that can't be affected by food.
Yes.
but I feel like, and even like broken bones, which we've had, like, I just feel like everything heals faster. You know, you're stronger.
Yeah.
Somehow. And it just, you know, it all comes back together a bit faster.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. And so do your kids still love their green smoothies?
They do. I will admit, because I'm totally honest, they don't drink them every day anymore.
Yep,
like
yep.
We did that for years. And then my kid, like Claire's, she's 6 now. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, Mom, I don't want one every day. Come
yep,
on.
Yeah.
And I'm to a point where I don't want to force them to, but I want to encourage them to. And
yep.
So what works better at this age is letting them make the smoothies themselves. Mm-hmm. And so it's always there. And when they want to make one, they can. And I still pack their lunches for school a lot of days, and I'll blend up a smoothie and put it in there. And almost every time it's in there, they at least drink half of it.
Yeah. What's your favorite way to pack a green smoothie for school?
I have these, they're called Contigo containers, and I just put it in there. I do extra frozen fruit, so it's super thick.
Yeah, and
by the time, and then it gets to better consistency to drink. And then I bring cute little paper straws for them, and they can drink the straw with it.
Yeah, so. The accessories make such a big difference. Notes, straws. I love
all
that.
All of our smoothie bling.
Yeah, it's very good. I know. Sometimes I actually send them in ball jars, and my kids are like, Mama, it's like glass. Just like not do that.
Yeah, I used to do everything in glass, and we got in trouble. They said they can't pack glass for school.
Yeah. So interesting. Very interesting. Do they love using the blender and making it? And do you have any strategies that you love for getting kids to make smoothies? Like how do you make that work in your house? Like, can they just have free range over the blender?
No, like I'm definitely in there with them when we're making it. But when they were younger, they would just get the ingredients out and put it in, but I would turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're really like independent, good kids.
Yeah.
And they've seen us make thousands of green smoothies. And so now they can do the whole process themselves, but I'm right there just to make sure it's done right and no fingers in the blender.
Yeah. Well, actually it's fun. It's another great thing that I love that actually you guys, we just made your recipe. I think it's like strawberry and mint. We highlighted it today on our blog in light of this interview, even though it won't be live for a moment. But popsicles are a great way, I think, especially if you skeptical green smoothie drinkers. Popsicles are just like, who doesn't want a popsicle, even if it's green?
Oh, yeah. And you can even use fruits that will mask that color, too.
Totally.
Brown smoothies.
And actually, I think these ones work. They were strawberries and spinach, which green and red make brown, which is funny because I can't have, like, I cannot drink that, like, because I love chocolate and I make, you know, these great, like, coconut and almond milk chocolate smoothies. And so whenever I have a brown green smoothie, I'm just like, no, it can't be this color. So I avoid berries. I don't know why.
No, I'm the same way. Well, it makes it like thick and gelatinous.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of that. Like I like my berries fresh. And for my green smoothies, it's always tropical. Like that's
me too.
My happy place.
Mango and pineapple, right?
Yes. And also Trader Joe's has frozen peaches and nectarines now.
Mm.
And like that's my jam. Like I put that in everything.
Ooh, that's good.
So pretty much like mangoes left my smoothie world right now. But I mean, for years mangoes were my favorite. The kids are hooked on mangoes now because of all the green smoothies we made with them.
Yeah. My kids just eat actually the frozen mangoes sometimes plain.
Yeah. Mine like, too.
All right.
And I love it. You know, it's like when I was a kid, I would like raid the cupboard for like fruit snacks, and my kids are raiding the freezer for frozen mango.
Yeah.
I'm like, I totally am doing this right now.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
So we're coming to the end. So first, tell us how we can get, like, tell us the best way to, you know, considering that it's a group of moms listening in, like, what's the best way to interact with Simple Green Smoothies?
Yeah, I would love if you would join our free 30-day Green Smoothie Challenge. This is it's really a great way for you to get to learn different ways to make a green smoothie and different ingredients that go into it. Because for 30 days, we will share weekly recipes with you that are all so different. Some have like the chocolate in it, where others are tropical. And then there's the berries and avocado. Like there's so many different ways to make a green smoothie. Mm-hmm. And once you go through a 30-day challenge, you really figure out the way that's best for you. And then you can follow through on that for the rest of your life, pretty much.
Yep.
And you can join that 30-day challenge at simplegreensmoothies.com/30-day.
And okay, we'll link that in the show notes too. And then does it go always? Is it like you can join at any point, or are you running it live at certain points?
Yeah, we do live 30-day challenges 4 times a year. So okay. The next one starts July 1st.
Okay.
And then we also have, if someone wants to do it earlier, they can go to our website and we have a way to do our 30-day self-guided challenge. Mm-hmm. And there's, I think it's $15. And we also have a book out that's really beautiful and well done and has so many great recipes in it. And it's a cookbook. And there's also a 10-day challenge in there with shopping lists and recipes to guide you through 10 days.
Okay. So before we get into our final question, I want to say the book is beautiful. I bought a copy for myself and I also bought one to give away. So as this podcast is airing, we'll be having a giveaway for the book. So everyone listening needs to go into Instagram to figure that one out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, of course, with some straws. There's more than just the book, but it comes with the book. And then the other thing I was going to say is this podcast is going live right now at the beginning of the first half of June, which is perfect timing to sign up for the 30-day challenge.
Yes.
So what I have to say to everyone is that if you go sign up and you're part of the Plan Simple Meals Facebook group, let's all do it together. I'm going to do it too. So for the month of July, I, Mia, and Moran will be doing the 30-day green smoothie challenge.
Woohoo!
Yay! I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So in June, I'm doing somebody's fitness challenge. So like by August, I'm just going to be this amazing person. Not that I don't have a green smoothie every day, but I have to admit, I do have the same green smoothie every day.
Yeah, this will get you out of your funk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I love my same green smoothie. And part of it is just that, like, I'd rather have the same green smoothie and have a green smoothie every day than not. Yeah. But I'm looking forward to the variety. All right. So the question that I ask everybody at the end, which we led up kind of too nicely, was food has such we hold such strong memories around food as we go through our life. And so I love hearing what everyone's food memories, and we've definitely gone through a bunch of yours since it's your work, but tell us about one meal. And it could have been something that happened last week, or it could be something that you remember from your childhood that really stands out to you, either because of the food you ate or the company you were with, or some like major aha you had while sitting at the dinner table. Like, give us a glimpse into that.
And so for us, that really is pizza. And it started when I was in high school. I was 16 and my first job was in a pizza place. And that's the same time I started dating my husband. And so he would hang out with me in the pizza place all the time. I would make pizzas for him and for his family. And that's how I woo him in. And then like as I got older and had kids, like I went into making pizza from scratch for our family night pizza nights. Mm-hmm. And so every Friday night, we always have pizza, and it's just a tradition. And our kids, we pick them up from school and they just get excited to know that we're having pizza. And sometimes I'll get fancy and actually stuff it with cheese. So it's like mm-hmm. cheese stuffed crust. And
wow.
That just is, I know.
That is fancy.
It is. They always say like, my mom makes the best pizza.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so we just really believe in keeping that routine happening for them so that they know that when you look back, you have that magical moment of Friday nights was time as a family and to celebrate like the beginning of the weekend. And that's what we do. That's
I love that. I love that. And I love that it's something that you can, so, and you make it always or no?
You know, it depends.
Yeah.
I do make it a lot because it's fun and it tastes a lot better.
Yeah.
But there are times where like we got a Papa John's in town and the kids were just so excited to try it out because we don't ever do like pizza delivery. Mm-hmm. And so it was so fun ordering it and having the guy come to the house and the kids were just like, what is this? Like he brings the pizza to us.
I love that.
We live in such a small country town too. So the delivery is not normal here.
That's funny. And I love that. Well, and I love that it's so conscious because that's one of those things that so many people take for granted that they can, you know, get something delivered to their house.
Yeah.
But there's so many lessons I feel like in that, you know, first of all, like something that so many people just get delivered and don't think about, like you're taking the time to make so they understand like what that means.
Yeah. And we bring them into it too, because we have a really great garden in our yard and we have tomatoes and basil. And so when I'm like rolling out the dough, I have them run outside and cut off some basil and tomatoes, and like we'll put that as toppings for it. And it's just fun to bring them into the process in different ways. And to have that garden is just a dream come true for me.
Mm, I love that. Well, and that's a benefit to living in hot Florida.
Yeah.
Right? Does it go all year long?
Well, we have two growing seasons. So pretty much there's very few downtime months for us, but there's a couple.
If it's down, it's probably because it's too hot, right? Not that it's frozen like here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's not frozen. It freezes like once a year if we're lucky. And that I get excited because that means the mosquitoes will die.
Yes.
And so I like beg for the freezing weather.
Interesting. But the garden is just, that's amazing. I love that. And that, because that's just such a different vision of pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. Someone else on the podcast shared pizza, but it was Thanksgiving. And it was the meal that they figured out that all the different, they could make work for all the different food sensitivities, ironically. So they just like got tons of veggies and, you know, a little bit of well-sourced meat. And then they figured out gluten-free and not gluten-free crusts. And they sort of like let everybody go at their pizzas and they grilled them all outside. They were in California. And it's a cool visual.
Yeah.
Pizza.
And pizza on the grill is so good.
Yeah.
And see, sometimes I forget stuff like that. Like we used to do that. And then you just fall out of that routine and forget it was like once a part of your life.
Yeah.
I need to bring that back in.
Well, and that's what I love about that, this idea of rhythm, which is actually what we do a lot at Plan Simple Meals and like these benchmark kind of meals, because I actually think they get you thinking more outside the box and do more things, because you don't want your pizza to be the same every day or your green smoothie to be the same every day, you know? So you want to like, you force yourself to think of different ways.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Which is great. So thank you so much for your time today, Jen. This has been fantastic. And thank you for all your knowledge. And I hope that was inspiring to everyone listening.
Yeah, it was so much fun. So thanks, Mia.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, busy mamas. I will see you on the next episode of Plan Simple Meals. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Plan Simple Meals podcast. If you like what you heard, the biggest compliment you can give us is to share Plan Simple Meals with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast at iTunes. I absolutely love sharing simple solutions to help busy families eat clean and live well. Visit healthymomsmeetup.com and come join in on the fun. In our free group, you can chat with me and other health-seeking moms, get new recipes and tips, and never be at a loss in the kitchen again. Come join the fun at healthymomsmeetup.com. I cannot wait to meet you there.